UPS is hiring warehouse workers, package handlers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying up to $21 an hour and offer great benefits, including 100% paid tuition, plus housing for some with our Metro College or Loop programs. Shift your team, shift your future, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference. UPSjobs.com.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER now for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Mathan. About midway to the midday with Marcus Mathan. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Mathan. So sit back and relax and watch Mathan.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Mathan on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Mathan and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Mathan. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station and people. Every single day, now that we've passed the solstice and the days are getting shorter, which just means we're getting closer to our season of college sports. Steve Rummage is on 65, headed to Gatlinburg. Nikki V in the boot.
They want the boot.
There we go. I had it in talkback mode. There we go. All right. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, buddy?
I'm wonderful, Nikki. Of course I'm wonderful.
That's awesome. I had a good weekend. I hope you did, too. A lot of revelry. An ESPN alum, Patty O'Sullivan, got married over the weekend.
Well,
he kind of got married. He had a nice little ceremony in on the other side, as we say in The Sopranos. Mm-hmm. As we say in The Sopranos. Like, I'm in it. He had a nice little...
Delegation. Not only are you delegation claiming The Sopranos, you are taking the next step.
Yeah, like I acted in it.
Like, yeah, like the actual things that they live by. Is.
Well,
okay,
Patty
O'Sullivan.
Yeah, he had a nice ceremony over in Italy earlier this summer. So then we kind of had the reception, if you will, over at the Fraser. It was a good time. And then had a little Sunday fun day action. Helped my another ESPN alum, Moon Mullins, helped him move some stuff. But the three of us, Sully, Moon, and myself, basically have like a pact of if you're moving, we got you.
Yes.
Because like we've all helped each other move.
That's wonderful.
It is nice. It is nice. We all have each other's backs. I feel bad, though, because I was a little bit of... Not hold me back guy, but if let's just say if the moving was like a baseball game, I was like setup guy. I came in like, you know, the seventh or the eighth.
Yeah.
You know, they kind of did most of it, but yeah. I came in and, I kind of closed. I did close. I moved some big things at the end, but it was basically all that.
It's a mandatory obligation if somebody has helped you move. Or if y'all have a move pack that I participate.
Right.
And listen, the standards of the moving can be negotiable. But again, listen, I have my, hey, I've told this story before. Best decisions I ever made between me and myself and Cameron Murray, my point guard. It is the most irritating, competitive thing. You're not allowed to say no if he says, let's knock out 50. If he says, let's knock out 50 push-ups, I'm telling you, you could be in the movie theater. You could be in the middle, like you could be walking down the hallway, you know what I'm saying, in a hotel on a road trip. It's knocked down 50. Right?
It's packed.
Can you imagine how bubbly my biceps got by just random 50, you know, 50 push-ups?
Snapping them off.
Yeah, right. So it's just like all of a sudden, you know, in about 10 days of us just irritating each other, I'm like, damn. This is not, but the pack is what's important. And it's like, because sometimes he would do it, you know, and I'm, hey man, not now, I'm not in the mood, but you have to do it.
Yep. So yeah, them's the rules. It's one of those.
Yeah, so
them's
your moving was definitely a packed. Texter says Steve vacations like Rockefeller. Listen, Steve has a tough job, y'all. First of all, he has to put up with narratives coming across these airwaves and social media. That's job number one. Job number two, he has an absolute assertive. He has an extremely assertive child, which he must watch while his hardworking wife takes care of his business. So he has to keep, as a man, you have to keep a child alive. Now, we weren't genetically made to keep a child alive. We're genetically made to train a child, to teach him to survive once he gets out of this infancy stage.
Right.
And Steve is teaching survival mode in the mode where he's supposed to be nurtured. And he's raising the same. And a very aggressive, assertive young gentleman that Steve is raising. But yes.
kid's going to be a future something.
Yes. Yes.
Point guard, quarterback.
Whatever
that kid is.
Listen, be it Tony Soprano or an All-American baseball player, whatever he does, he gonna be good at it.
Oh yeah, no, for sure. You can tell.
They say the phrase, the '90s rap phrase, "Do it to death."
Oh yeah, no, he's got that. He's got that. You know, that youngster, second born.
Yep.
Like,
yeah. IDGA.
You know, he reminds me of my little brother. He reminds me of Jamie, 100%, the golden boy.
Well, he's not the golden boy yet. He has work to do. Okay, so a lot of stuff to talk about today. I titled the show Mirror Monday. I'm sure I don't have to explain to you. It's going to cause some self-reflection, some self-actualization during the show. So, you know, we're going to talk about that. I enjoyed, I'm sorry. Who was on Drew's show this morning? It was, I heard Perrin, Mark, Drew, and they had a gentleman join.
From former
AD.
Gary.
Fred. Is that JJ?
Is that?
It looks like, no, it's shorts are too baggy.
Yeah.
Look, can you believe that you can tell these young punks nowadays if it's young from a distance? Because this, like, no, he wouldn't wear baggy shorts like that. everybody wears these tight little shorts now.
I always mention this because I think it bears, you know, I know it's our job to parse things and everything.
Uh-huh.
And we've been lucky enough to have these kids come in the studio.
Awesome.
Always a pleasure. If any of you young fellas are listening, swing by. You're
if
always
the
welcome.
Parents of the kids are listening, send your kids over here to me. We'll take care of them.
Oh, absolutely. But they come in and they look like, you know, gods. They're in great shape. KP's working them.
Right.
And they carry themselves very well. I mean, but they're kids. And they sound like professional athletes. I saw that. I'm going to talk for a little bit so you can clean yourself up.
It's okay. Spilling coffee is a part of the job.
Do you got some stain defender on that hoodie? Because it bounced off like nothing, man. That was like the Dockers stain defender,
you know,
man.
You know, sometimes when you order certain materials,
yeah,
you prepare for eventualities.
That was like a duck's back, man. I was like, that's going to – nope, it just bounced right off. But I'm saying they're still kids.
Yep.
And they come in here. And, you know, they give thoughtful answers. They look gigantic. And then, like, I always tell the story, there's candy out there, the Zots that I think Drew threw out.
Right.
And I forgot who it was. I think it was Sid. He was like, oh, man, candy, can I get some? And he said it like a kid.
Yeah,
like a right. kid. And you just remember, it's like, as old as these guys are, as polished as they are, as young athletes.
Yeah, their presentation says grown men, but it's like, yeah, just underneath that stuff.
Yeah, like there was a kid that was actually like, oh, snap, candy, can I get some? I was just like, absolutely, man, take a couple handfuls.
Mm. Okay, so listen, okay, so that kind of conversation I was going to speak about kids and the way they dress, and that took me one direction. I was going to talk about NIL and what new direction I'm going down, like, because we're starting to get to the point of, you know, real tangible NIL. Something happened. A game changer of an NIL deal happened over the weekend that I want to hear people talking about. I want to hear this conversation, and I'm going to be extremely disappointed. Conference realignment, money mirror looking situation. Okay, this is what I want to start about. The reason I brought up the Drew Deaner conversation this morning, and what I enjoyed about it so much, I want to share it with everybody else. 8150-939 is the number. 3831-939 is the text line. This is what they were. And here's the thing. This conversation is an endless, you know, endless cycle of speculation. I do understand that. But I think they touched on a aspect, kind of started a conversation, which is why I went Mirror Mirror Monday today. So we're talking about SEC joining, you know, joining forces. We're speculating that schools might have an extra $50 million to their athletic budgets, you know. And that conversation, you know, when you say $50 million and then you talk about, you know, hey, well, if each school has $50 million more to be dispersed across the athletic programs, how can anybody else compete? If you're asking yourself and you're listening for the answer, I got it. And it's going to be such a letdown when I say it to you, but you're going to know exactly what I'm talking about. The answer to making up for a $50 million athletic department deficit with other schools, it's called swag. I know that's not the answer you were expecting. It's called swag, people. Great debate that I heard having the conversation. Okay, extra $50 million to the department. Oh, who's your athletic director? Who's your university? Because does it go, when we talk about this money, does it go to your university or does it go straight to your athletic department? I think it goes to the university. If your relationship between athletic department and university president is not the great relationship, that money gets chewed up really quick somewhere else, okay? If your athletic director is this guy, it doesn't matter if I gave you $70 million. Your advantage would not be the same. You want to know what guy I'm talking about, Nikki?
I'm listening.
You had this friend. I have this friend. You know this guy now. Still know this guy. I've known this guy all of our lives. Ladies have known this girl. Parents gave you all the money, and you bought all your clothes in an outfit. You buy your clothes in an outfit every time. You can tell if somebody doesn't have fashion, doesn't have style.
Sup?
Right? Listen, don't do that. Not on Monday. I'm not playing that game with you.
Actually, no. I got a suit this weekend, so. Your boy looking good.
What am I saying about this? I am saying, it's something I told my son early on. Do not get caught up in the arms race of Jordans. Because if you need money to look stylish, look, he probably thinks I was hustling him. But listen, today he appreciates this. At the time, I'm sure you just being cheap, Dad. Listen, you know the person. Got a lot of clothes, got a lot of nice clothes, dressed nice. But you can tell, it's just, hey, you got that blue that matches your blue, that matches your blue, you bought it all at once. Nikki, when you shop like that for clothes, it costs you $500 per outfit. And I'm just kind of generalizing.
Right.
If you see a nice pair of shoes, a nice pair of brown leather somethings, you know, boots or something, you grab them and you say, I can wear these with anything. And it accentuates everything else I got. Right. And I'm going down this road for a reason.
Right. Yeah. Do you remember the? Have you seen the thing? It's been bopping around Twitter or TikTok. It's like Steve Harvey giving some great advice with the whole suits. Yes. He's like, you need these coats and these pants because you will get 72 suits out of
that. Five different combinations. You can rock. Yeah. Yeah. Here's the thing. That's an important lesson because people will buy the suit head to toe. Buy another suit head to toe. Buy another. By the time, if you would have just gotten these different combinations, you know what I'm saying? Not the red one, not the orange one, not the, you think that looks good. You can look good one time. The reason I'm talking about these suits and these clothes, if you don't know how to spend your money, you're useless. If you don't have creativity, you know, Coach Satterfield was asked a question during, like, we haven't had a lot of time to pick through the media day. And you know, to be honest, we didn't get a lot of earth-shattering conversation. I don't care about what some Syracuse linebacker has to say about Malik Cunningham or whatever. But here's the thing. Satterfield was asked a question. And a very looked-over aspect of his answer was creativity. The other day, I told Drew Diener, I said, hey, Drew, I really appreciate you giving me full creative control over the show. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't try to suggest, hey, Marcus, why don't you stay away from this subject or head down this way? It's like, no, he leaves me alone and lets me. I think everybody gets to work on their own behest for the most part with their creative stuff. You know, like I said, I always thought it was important. Even when you screw everything up, it's your screw, so you have to own it. It's not somebody else told me to do it. If you don't have a good AD president relationship, $70 million is a hindrance. It's a burden. It's a family with money that falls apart because of the money if they don't have a good relationship. If you don't have an AD that can balance the, hey, we have a great women's basketball team. We need to slide some money over to here. We need to slide some. Hey, Dan McDonald, we have to put your project on hold. We have to get Buzz Boom Kelly's project a little bit. You know, like, you think, and we make this point all the time, you think that if you made $20,000 more this year, that that your attitude about the way you spend money will change. It won't. It won't until you decide that your pennies matter and how you dispense your money. Until you decide that that matters, you'll have the same spending habits. I'm saying all this to say $50 million is a difference with good to great athletic directors. $50 million with poor director leadership and in-house fighting, that money will it'll dissipate. Not necessarily disappear because people go to jail for that, but it'll dissipate in the wrong direction. So when I was, you know, I was in a conversation, I was thinking about it, and I'm just like, that's one of the more underrated things about Louisville. Louisville's always been able to do more with less, but still more. Okay, hard cash, Louisville's always been good on. But resource-wise, like, it's the Conference USA fighting uphill battle. And I don't mean resources like facilities. I mean resources like influence, like national media reach, narratives. Because brands, I agreed with Drew and Mark, talking about brands. National media narratives help with your brands. Getting involved, like I said, the Adidas deal was earth-shattering because it's brand expansion, big-time brand expansion. And all that stuff is important. So, again, it's hard for brand expansion when you're a CUSA. It's hard for brand expansion when you're AAC. So to carry the brand from Metro to CUSA to AAC, Big East, you know, all those things, and still be, like, hold your ground in football, hold your ground, and, you know, remind people that you're on the national scene every second, third year. You know, reminding the world that you stay on. Making people asked Satterfield, how did you do this? You know, making my guy from Florida State, how do y'all do that up in Louisville? And again, this is not a one Reuben Owens class conversation. This is years. This is
two BCS bowls, yeah, Heisman winner.
Oh, listen, it's Marcus Maben, however many years ago, overseas, and somebody says, man, y'all crazy in Louisville. I don't know how, you know, like I said, I don't think it's a big school. I looked it up. You know, it didn't seem like, you know, you're Kentucky. Like,
no, pound for pound, they've represented well.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, so you're pound for pound holding your national ground even during scandals that would put the baby to bed at another school. Scandal, and I'll say scandal narratives. Being on Good Morning America, having Christian Dawkins, you know, HBO specials, and having your name popped up on all this. I mean, just what you've been able to hold your ground says $50 million is not the difference between going underwater. It's still your brand. It's still your fan base. It's still your coaching. It's still your, you know, it's still your relationships inside. There's been some self-policing. There's been some great self-policing between our fan base and our university that I've really enjoyed. So, big macro picture to that conversation. Moving forward, I would still say that Josh Hurd and his relationship with the president, whoever that may be, Josh Hurd's relationship with the president, with the head coaches, and the trust factor is still and creativity, swag. Josh Hurd's swag. His aggression, his bold. Everybody thought Tom Jurich was crazy for his expansion projects. Crazy. That's a, you're an insane man. You'll never get into the ACC. You'll expand a stadium. What? He didn't even fill up that stadium. Expand it. Yeah, but you don't. This is what Tom Jurich says. Yeah, you don't expand it for Boston College. You expand it for Clemson. 2 years later. Best environment you ever seen in your life. You know what I'm saying?
Game day.
Yeah, right. Game day, where he said it. No, you don't. I'm not. Hey, look, if we keep it nice and, you know, nice and crowded for regular games, we need to have the option when Notre Dame comes in here on Memorial Day. We need to have the capacity to have, you know, we want when Georgia comes in here, you know, whatever. We need to be able to sell this. When we want some bowl games, we need to be able to sell the nicest stuff. He was thought of like the Kanye West of athletic directors. Tom Jurich was, you know, like I said, it's going to be seen, you know, as overdoing it. But in hindsight, can we say Tom Jurich has swag? I mean, of course, you're going to be get made fun of for, you know, your own personal style. By the way, Nikki, I got to ask you something. Speaking of personal style, are your hat and shoes the same brand?
No. This is actually, shout out my boy Louis Rabeau, who I think is the Baby Bandit, because I saw like three of them on my board this morning. But he did hook me up with this sweet Del Mar hat. And he was rocking one too. Uh-huh. But yeah, he scooped one for me. And it's nice. It's one of the nicer hats I have. I haven't like muddied it up, but yeah. I got some new kicks over the weekend. So I got a little.
You bought new kicks over the weekend,
dude. Your boy went a little nuts. Like I dropped money I didn't have. Like, I'm not gonna lie. I mean, there was a sale at Nordstrom Rack.
Clothing is necessary.
I've never spent this much on clothes. I spent like $500, like, and that's not something I normally do.
I don't do it at once either. I never buy,
dude, seriously,
multiple items.
I think this is the prior record for like treat yourself day. It was like maybe $250, you know, a sale, you know, did some damage at pour one out for Dunks, the best consignment store ever. And I bought a couple suits there that were awesome. You know, they're going out of business sale. Went a little crazy there.
Do you feel better?
Yeah,
when you buy some,
I do, but like it's also like, you know, okay, you know why? I'm listening. It's like, don't mess these up. Why, you know, your other clothes, it's like, you know, hey.
So there's like, added pressure to come with your new clothes?
Because I spent so much money. It's like, look, the only way you can justify this is if you try to treat these, you know, like an investment. Like I have a new blue suit that now that thing needs to last 5 years for me to get my money's worth out of it. These shoes, I can't be dropping jelly donut stains on them. They need to last me till at least Thanksgiving.
Do you feel like you can make more money in nicer clothes?
Also that. Like full disclosure, trying to get into sales a little bit. Mm-hmm. So now it's like, okay, you got to start looking like an adult.
Because you know you can psychologically tax write off nice clothes just like that, right?
Yeah.
I justify that on like the
nice good call.
YouTube channel. It's a tax write off. I'm like, listen, if I have a nice shirt on, it makes me feel like more of a presenting host on my shows.
Right.
And this is a tax write off.
This is for work.
Yeah, this is a wardrobe. For a nice, you know what I'm saying? Like, no, I'm going to spend the extra, you know, money to get something nice because, yeah, it's my write-off.
It's funny you say that because I know your boy just can't help touching the money, and I'm probably going to jinx it. But I met some really nice people at the wedding. Got to talking about radio. Like, come on, as a sponsor. Like, and I was like, you know what? I feel like that doesn't happen if I wear my old blazer with mustard stains.
If I do anything...
It might, because I'm trying his help, but, you know.
Yeah, if I do anything where I spent money, you know, to be presentable, I just assume that, like, yeah, this is a business expense. And fly is fly. So if I get a date, it's like a double tax write-off. It's a tax rebate that I ain't know.
Right, yeah.
Right, yeah. But, yeah, point being... The swag element of the University of Louisville is why I am confident moving forward. And again, I'm not in a rush to hit a brick wall of conference realignment. I like the ACC. I like the potential of the ACC. I don't like it when you say ACC, people go straight to Boston College. You know, Boston College has the most teams in the smallest vicinity on the planet. They literally, they have Celtics and Patriots and Boston. They do hockey. They do everything else but college sports in Boston. So using them as your prime example, Syracuse isn't – Syracuse, New York. Yeah, some of their non-revenue-generating sports are going to suffer by being in Syracuse, New York, just like – Yeah, just deal with that. But overall, the ACC conference as currently constructed is a tough conference. And like I say, it's when you're winning, like I said, if you say, hey, my Clemson's, you know, or championships, okay, that's me using the top school. My Florida State's, my Miami's, my Louisville's, Virginia Tech. You know, Virginia Tech is always one good coach away from being a problem. Virginia in basketball and national championships. They've been in the running. They've been one season. I just really think you got a lot of talent. Like I was looking up at the TV. You got a lot of talent. You got a lot of a blind potential. And I, like I said, right now in my mind, $50 million isn't the mass exodus to get out. I mean, it'll cost you $50 million a couple years to get out of it. Your rights deals that you have now, like let's just slow down with the panic. If Josh Hurd starts looking like an insane man, I'm gonna say, okay, is he Kanye insane or is he gonna take us down with the ship insane?
Kanye
yeah,
insane.
Yeah, like
okay, is that like Machiavellian, like you know, or is that just like what is the definition of Kanye insane? Is it good, bad, or like chaotic, neutral?
Kanye insane is your brain is too small to wrap your head around. You know, this. Now here's the thing. If the student isn't ready for the lesson, it's out of space, right? But sometimes Jay-Z described Kanye as the guy that goes over the hill, that finds out the Indians are over the hill, and he comes back crawling back over the hill with arrows in his back, saying, "They out there." He said he's willing to explore. You know, that far. Like I said, if it's five of us who don't really understand quantum physics, then the quantum physics guy, Degrassi, is an insane idiot. You know what I'm saying? We could find out he's right 10 years from now. You know what I'm saying? Kanye says, listen, I knew I would be here 10 years from now. I knew y'all would hate me 10 years from now. You know? So whether or not he is just smart at flipping his narratives, you know, remains to be seen.
Right.
That's kind of...
jury's still out.
Right. That's how I'll play the game. Again, go back to Tom Jurich. Some of his ideas were 10 years down the road insanity. And he actually, like I said, if just something as simple as I will be in the ACC. No. Louisville's how the hell is Louisville going to be in the ACC, Tom? How is that possible? They don't have the academics. Why would the ACC bring in Louisville? They have the good old boy club in North Carolina and Duke, and you're not going to be able to compete with them in Florida State. You sound stupid, Tom. Party over here, ACC. Let's go. You know what I'm saying?
Still, I mean, I know good, bad, yeah, right. the argument and everything
right.
like
Let's
that.
That out.
But without a doubt.
Right.
A lot of good was done here with him, and that, I think, is the crown jewel of his legacy.
No,
that was unbelievable.
Title IX and ACC, what he did for women's sports, what he did for non-revenue generation.
That's a good point, too, yeah.
Is I think
that's, 1 and 1A.
Yeah, totally. Totally. And again, being on the ground floor, the first meeting when Tom Jurich said it's important for y'all basketball players to go show your face at the volleyball, softball, you know, lacrosse, whatever. Y'all need to be there. And he said, no, in big picture down the road, it's going to change the culture of the entire program. Tom, how the hell is showing up at a softball game going to change the culture of the program? 10 years later, we're awesome in everything. And you know, in everything for the most part.
Yeah.
Quick commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben. Basketball conversations coming up. Football conversations coming up. It all hit me at once. 939 The Ville.
Good morrow. I'm Nick Valvano. The Sports Center update brought to you by Great Flood Brewing Company. Mention ESPN Louisville for a discount on your next appetizer. Starting on the diamond, the Reds, they beat Mitch's Cardinals 6-3 thanks to a little creativity.
1-2 pitch. That's high and outside. Throw down to second. Now coming home and scoring from third is Reynolds. Naquin gets in the rundown. He's tagged out by Goldschmidt. The Reds will get a run. The Reds quite literally stealing a run from the Cardinals.
Reds kick off a series with the Marlins tonight, 6:40. You can hear that one over on ESPN, 680, 105.7. The Bats, they win a weekend series against Nashville, winning last night 9-5. In track, UK alum Sydney McLaughlin, after setting a world record in the 400-meter hurdles, anchored the 4x400-meter relay to help facilitate a U.S. route and give America their record 33rd medal of the meet, a new record at the Track World Championships. And just a reminder, it's that time of year for our local ESPY Awards. Finalists are in, and you can continue voting today over on ESPNLouisville.com. Winners will be announced on Tuesday, August 2nd. I'm Nick Valvano. More Middays with Marcus Maben next. This is SportsCenter.
Time to play the game. Time to play the game. It's all about the game. And how you play it, all about control. And if you can take it, all about your debt. And if you can pay it,
welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Speaking of Title IX, I want you to look up something really quick if you could, Nikki.
Sure.
Eric Crawford wrote an article. Now, if you hit him on Twitter, if you check out his account on Twitter,
At Eric Crawford,
he wrote an article, and I'm sure a couple of local people, but his just caught my attention. If you could, because I don't want to mess this up, if you could read off some of the parameters of Haley Van Lith's NIL deal, I do not want this to go by unnoticed. Okay, there's naturally an endorsement part of it. But she was able to, and I'm just saying finagle because I don't have another creative word in a negotiation thing, to add in a backpack. Like, can you read off any some of the details without plagiarizing his
The original, the title is Haley Van Lith works NIL deal to include community benefits and kids from Louisville's Family Scholar House. And it was through JCPenney to get some back to school shopping.
Have you heard one NIL deal in the entire country that has included a local charity or a personal, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, this, you know, we can help with these NIL deals. You have not heard that story.
No,
at all.
A quote from the story, the Cardinals sophomore guard says she's looking for more than just money. When putting together potential partnerships, one twist to her deal is that she wants to involve teammates or other athletes, and she asks that they have a community service component. So she's
a community service component with NIL deals.
Yeah. Talk about dropping dimes. Like to everybody.
Yes.
Community, teammates,
yes.
Other athletes.
Yes.
That's pretty impressive. That's cool stuff.
Yes. Like that. That is a national NIL. Again, this is one of those I say, hey, you need to, when you see her or you see that story tweeted, at the very least, it's free to retweet that. It's free to you know, to push that narrative as far as humanly possible. Like I said, it's free. It's not going to cost you anything. And here's the other thing. That's going to make you, and this is a... Oh, God, Nikki, sometimes I just need you to save me from myself. This is the heel turn on this. I don't believe this, but this is something like I think is important because I told everybody in recent weeks, I said, I hate when they do this with athletes. You can once you start putting a number in front of their name, you get away with dehumanizing them a little bit. Because, you know, they have this big number in front of them. You see this million-dollar number. Listen, once Oscar Tshiebwe got pent with the $2 million on his jacket, nothing short than total domination and championship and another player of the year.
Yeah, right. You know that unprecedented thing you did last season with unanimous player of the year? Yeah, run that back, big fella.
Listen, I've seen it. Lamar, there's nothing you can do. Don't worry about what they're going to say. Lamar, we know you have better numbers than you did, and you won the Heisman Trophy. Now, for God, love, and bless America, if Lamar Jackson had $6 million stuck on the front of his – think about it. He couldn't impress us after winning the Heisman Trophy. Imagine if he won the Heisman Trophy and had $6 million in his bank account. We're saying bank account. Once the narrative that Lamar has $6 million, they think he's walking around with it in his pocket right now. You think they weren't going to be crushing him on every bad pat? Oh, God, Oscar. Baby. You're going to have to be mentally strong. And this is me being athlete. And a father first, young fella. They coming for you.
Yeah.
They come, bro, they are coming for you. They coming for you. Haley, put that community service out there in front of any number we hear about. I'm so glad we haven't heard a number from her. We heard community service, JCP, teammates. Let me put my teammates on. Let me put the community on. Anytime I can help the city, let me put them on. I've been blessed, you know, blah, blah, blah. Put that out there before we get to the money. Now, when y'all try to bring that up, I'm saying, hey, wait a minute. Mention her community service too. Mention her, you know, mention that other stuff before you say. So now it seems like money well spent. It's not going straight to your pocket. Because when we think it's going straight to your pocket, we feel like we can judge a different way. So, yes, kudos, big time, props and kudos to Haley Van Lith. Like I said, or the team. Like I said, I'm going to talk about it like it was your idea and this was your brainchild. But if it wasn't, or if it was, I don't care. It's a good look, a great look. University of Louisville should do a lot more to push that one out there. Hey, ESPN, we think this is important. Hey, you want ACC, you want some national footprint? Push this story out here in our conference. Other schools should push that out. Yeah, in our conference, this is, we're ahead of the NIL deal. Like, this should be taken advantage of in every angle. Okay, so here's the thing. I like that. I like that holding up mirror moment with Haley Van Lith. I'm gonna go from that to one of the moments that you don't want to look at in the mirror. And it's getting us. This is a total, complete 180 change of what we're doing.
Uh-oh. Do I need to get the sounder ready, the dramatic music?
No, but here's the thing. I'll admit this. You may have to mark some stuff up for some other shows.
Uh-oh.
So you might want to have your trigger finger. I don't know.
I got you, Jack.
Because I don't know how this is going to sound as it's voiced. I want to open the phone lines first for this one because I might spark a conversation. I might not. 8150 939 is the number. 3831 939 is the text line. Oh, you know what? You know what? We don't have enough time for me to get into that deep, dark one, the deep, dark conversation.
Right, yeah. But we are kind of at the top.
We're too close to the top.
So tease it.
Wait. Yep. I don't need to tease it just yet because I got one other little thing that I want to get off my chest. And while we got a couple minutes to kill or chill, I want to do it. I can't use those words together. You know, they told Coach Crum that I was saying kill and chill when I got arrested in the Masterson's parking lot.
Kill and chill. What?
Don't do
this
that.
Says, like, huh?
Okay, Nikki. Back in the day.
Right.
We'll just call this back in the day, people. So, gang affiliates, this is an educational moment. The Bloods used to say kill. The Crips used to say chill. Can you imagine Coach Crum? Somebody telling Coach Crum that I was in the parking lot yelling, chill, 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 kill, kill, kill. So you're basically, you've told my coach that I was in a Masterson's parking lot yelling out gang quotes from both gangs. Do you know what you do? You know how good of how coachable of a player you have to be to not respond to that? Coach, I wasn't in the parking lot yelling anything. You think I'm going to be in a parking lot and off the campus yelling gang
right
stuff out loud?
People kind of know who I am.
Do you think I'm that stupid, Coach? This is what I'm thinking.
Right.
Like, I ain't saying it.
Right.
Coach, you don't think I'm that stupid, do you? Marcus, kill means kill the cop. I was, Coach, you think I would be yelling that in a parking lot? My dad's a military pilot.
You got more sense than that.
I got more sense than that. My God, Coach, you know I wasn't doing anything like that. But they don't know you, so hey, technically, though. He could be. You know the little quotes like, don't follow me on social media. I'm a whole gang member outside. Like, when I ain't at work, like, people try to, when I'm at work, people try to follow me on my social media. They don't know I'm a whole gang member out this. Yeah.
Is it ever poetic, by the way? Because we kind of are. Like, do you ever think of that? It's
100%.
Like, this was Masterson.
This is Masterson.
Yeah.
No, nobody would believe the story that I, you know, like, one of the most earth-shattering moments of my life turned into, I'm right here changing perceptions
right.
of young athletes with my life. It's awesome. This is what
finding another calling. Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect. Okay. I got to ask.
Very poetic.
I got to ask a personal question, Nikki. How do you know when you moved on?
when in regards to what?
I'm going to make a confession, people.
Just in general?
I'm going to make a confession. This is not going to be a very toxic male thing. It's going to be the opposite of toxic. I've had girlfriends. Okay? I've had girlfriends, and once you get comfortable with a girlfriend, I don't like having to start over and get comfortable with the new girlfriend. I think we've all kind of been in,
right,
been somewhere in that world. Then you end up going back to the old girlfriend out of creature comforts, and you just know it's toxic. But there might be one comfortable thing about the old girlfriend that you want to hang on to.
Right.
But at some point, you're going to have to start finding comfort in a new place. Okay?
Yeah, you're going to have to rearrange the furniture a little bit. Yeah.
Jesus, that's what you call it?
In your mind, I mean. Like, it's emotional furniture.
Okay. I was like, Jesus. You're savage? Okay. So...
don't even see him as pieces of meat. See him as inanimate objects.
So moving on, how do you know? Because here's the thing. Everybody's different and comfort's right. Different. And you got to learn a different tactic and strategy. And that always sucks, right? But you just like, you got to find a place where you know you're comfortable doing this. Because if you're not, you're not enjoying yourself moving on.
Right.
If you're not ready.
I think it's when your initial thought about a situation doesn't go to the past. It's like it goes to the present. That's how, like, because like there's certain things, like you could be living in the present but holding on to the past. Mm-hmm. This is about to get deep as AF, like, you know, light one up. This is about to be, there's the Joe Rogan experiences and the Nick Valvano experience right here. No, like when you, because I mean, and look, your past is your past. It's part of who you are.
Do you have to tell yourself, okay, I've moved on?
That's the other thing. There's like steps of moving on. Step one is when you're doing the self-talk. It's like, no, we've moved on past that. Step two is when you don't even have to have that moment. Okay. And look, I mean, those are steps, because I mean, there's times when I feel like, and I mean, it's not just relationships, it's everything.
Yep. John, like, anything. Yeah.
Yeah. Like you're holding on to a past thing. And then you have to, like, no, I have to remember my self-help. I have to remember my therapy, whatever it is.
My future better.
Right. Whatever you're using as, like, your moral compass.
Right.
When you have to remind yourself, like, hey, no, we're taking a step forward. That is a step forward.
Okay.
That's step one. But step two is when you start doing it without having to use those, like, skills. And step three is when, like, oh, snap, I'm not even thinking about it anymore. I'm in the present. Like, dude. I'm not thinking about her. I'm thinking about her, and I'm pointing to the current, you know. Thing.
Do you know why I asked you that question?
Why is that?
Do you have any idea why I posed that question?
Well, did it have anything to do with the Mastersons thing? Like,
no,
you know,
it had nothing to do with Mastersons.
Oh, okay.
The reason I asked about moving on is because today I did something this morning, and I said, okay, Marcus, you've moved on. You want to know what it is?
Can't wait to hear it. Oh my God, I didn't even. Yep. Show the camera.
I moved on, baby. It was fine.
I saw when you spilled.
Baby. Baby, no, listen. Baby, I don't regret anything. I grew. I became a better man with you. And I appreciate that. But I want nothing but the best for you. May you win the NFC North. May you give it, you know, destroy Aaron Rodgers and Chicago and everything else. But I'm happy where I am now, and I've moved on. Let's go, Texans! Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville.
GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence, OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.